what stands out in your mind that's most unique that others may not have as a celebration for Christmas that's of Irish descent?
I think the lack of commercialism in the real Irish Christmas is really what stands out in my memory and strikes me as a very Irish thing. The handmade gifts, the celebration starts well before Advent in Ireland, in Ireland, and sadly, in most of our stores, we're seeing Santa Claus sometime around Halloween. But their baking starts and they're cleaning and preparing for Christmas. It really is an all family. All hearts come home for Christmas is kind of a theme in Ireland. No matter where you're working or if you're a child that has moved away, you come back to your home for Christmas. And it can't always happen in this modern age, but it's a lovely holiday fairy tale, the story that we tell.
Tell us about the music and dancing and the humor that's involved with
Thanks. Well, we have an amazing cast this year. As the show opens, we're talking about my niece and nephew, Katie Cook and Patrick Cook, are in the show again this year. And they're asking me, you know, KK, which is what they call me, KK, what's a Celtic Christmas? And I said, well, it's a Christmas that is infused with great Irish tradition of preparing well ahead of time, of baking special Christmas cakes, baking special Christmas breads that are the rye, the seeded bread, and gathering holly and ivy. And I said, it's just a wonderful way to celebrate not only your faith, but you don't have to be Irish or Catholic to enjoy the show, obviously, but your faith, your family, your friends, the things that really should mean something from the inside, you know, it's the inside out kind of feeling. It's not the things that are applied on us like fashions and those. And the stories are actually stories that I've written. I wrote a couple of the stories in the show, and we have a wonderful character, Paul O'Hearn, who's an amazing actor in town. He plays the Uncle Nick, the character that comes in with the magical Christmas cake, and he comes in with a wonderful bundle, a surprise for the children, and in his red sack. And by the end of the show, he has morphed into a Santa Claus character. We're also connected, have a wonderful connection to Buffalo Cultus, which is an organization that's based out of the Irish Community Center in South Buffalo. And they are an organization worldwide dedicated to preserving Irish tradition through song, story, and dance. And we have some amazing dancers from Buffalo Cultus who are also performing, and great jigs and music. And we have a couple of wonderful musicians that are with Cultus too, Tim and Diana Strawby, and Bridget English is just she's the president of Buffalo's Cultus. Mary Mobius, who's a member of our company on a regular basis, is just a phenomenal performer and musician. We have Tom Doyle, who's a perennial favorite for Christmas shows and Christmas singing. I'm in the show.
What about the music?
We are singing In the Bleak Midwinter. It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Away in the Manger. The Little Drummer Boy. We have Deck the Halls. They're the ones that touch that part of your memory that you, oh, my grandfather used to sing that. Or, I remember my grandmother loved that song, you know. And they're and each of the songs we've carefully chosen to enhance them in a special way that they have a little bit of an Irish musical treatment to them. So if you're going to hear Deck the Halls at ours, it's an arrangement based on Irish music.
Now, you brought one of your cast members
yes,
with
I
you
have
today,
a cast member with
and
me.
She's very quiet. She can't speak right now.
This is my 11-month-old toy poodle, Beatrice Bella. And Beatrice was gifted to me by a dear friend, and she has been a gift every day. And she is the Christmas gift in the Christmas show. She is she's in the show, and she's also – we have a nativity scene, which – Christmas shows really don't lately, you know, mm-hmm. And so we have a wonderful little nativity scene because in Ireland the children traditionally put on a Christmas play on Christmas Day, and all the members of the family are members of this show. So we pull at the first act, we pull our characters. So if you're a shepherd or an angel, and BB, as I call little puppy here is an angel in the nativity scene, and people think it's pretty cool that she comes out in a little angel costume.
Mary Kate O'Connell, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Eileen. I just love your station, and keep it up.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.